Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
I was listening to some people discussing purebred cats the other day, and the subject of mixed breed cats came up. If you've ever looked at your computerized receipt from your veterinarian or looked at your cat's medical records, you may have noticed that under breed, if you don't have a purebred cat, your cat was referred to as a DSH, DMH, or DLH. That stands for domestic short hair, domestic medium hair, or domestic long hair. Why don't we refer to cats who are not purebred as mixed breed? I'm not sure. I suspect it's because originally we started out describing dogs in terms of their function. We referred to so-and-so's coon dog or rabbit dog or bear dog or so-and-so's herding dog or so-and-so's cattle dog. And ultimately, these particular animals who were separated primarily by function took on a distinct look. And they most certainly took on a distinct look when people started breeding them just for fun instead of for function. With cats, dividing them by function didn't make any sense because all cats have the same function. They're all predators. So perhaps we divided them by looks. Those who had short hair, those who had the mutation for medium hair, and those who had the mutation for long hair. And we wound up with our domestic short hair, medium hair, and long hair. And that worked for quite a long time. Nobody ever thought about it. Nobody gave it a thought. But as more and more purebred cats came onto the scene, now some of those short-haired cats might be awfully vocal and a little bit more slinky. They're probably more properly referred to as short-haired Siamese mixes, and as long hairs, some of them might have Persian in them. And they're probably more correctly referred to as domestic Persian mix, domestic Persian cross. But we don't do that with cats for some reason. I personally like domestic short hair, medium hair, or long hair because all you have to do is look at the designation and you know what you're looking at, sort of, or at least you can narrow it down. And if you're a veterinarian, you see that long hair and you think, okay, is this a domestic long hair or we've got some Persian in here? And if we've got some Persian in here, are there some medical conditions that I need to consider in this cat or some behavioral conditions? So that's very helpful. But we don't have words like mongrel or mutt to apply to mixed breed cats in this country like they do in other countries, and I think that's unfortunate. The only one I've heard used is the term generic, and that's often used by those with an interest in purebreds. Most of the people I know who have domestic short hair, medium hair, or long haired cats or mixed breed cats don't appreciate it. They don't appreciate the insinuation that somehow their cat is a sort of a cheaper copy of the real or the pure thing. But that's the kind of problems that we humans get into with our language. Sometimes we think that we're making things better with our terminology, and we forget that our terminology might not mean the same thing to other people. And it might have a not nice connotation at all. So I would be very, very surprised if my domestic short-haired tabby cat Bamboo, who from a distance looks like the quintessential barn cat, didn't have some Siamese in him. Because he's extremely vocal, and he wastes much more energy than an energy-efficient mouser in the barn would waste. And he's slinkier. But he's a DSH on his record, and I have no problems with that. I love him. I think he's great. For me, he's the perfect purebred cat. It's as if he were bred specifically to fit the needs of me and my dogs and this little house on the hill. It's as if he was meant to be here. When it comes to breeding, I can't think of any better breeding than that.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.